Unearthing the Past, Paleontology and the History of Life. Lecture 4, What Paleontologists Do.
In this lecture, we're going to talk something about the actual science of paleontology, what exactly it is paleontologists do, how we make a living, who hires us, who actually pays our salaries, and what we actually do for a living, how we go about finding and collecting and cleaning and documenting fossils, and how we take this information and actually make it available both to the general scientific community and to the general public. To start off with some of the various jobs that paleontologists work, and I'm going to be somewhat biased in this particular lecture towards vertebrate paleontology. Vertebrate paleontology is the study of animals with backbones, which includes dinosaurs, mammals, monkeys, birds, fish, pretty much anything you can think of. That most of the things that people think of when they think of animals are actually vertebrates. There's also invertebrate paleontology, which is the study of animals without backbones, so shellfish, starfish, plankton, corals. For the most part, organisms that live in the ocean are what we tend to think of as having the best invertebrate fossil record. But invertebrate paleontology is extremely important to reconstructing the history of life because invertebrates are extremely abundant fossils. They're much more abundant than those of fossil vertebrates. So in an earlier lecture, when I talked about how the use of fossils is a very integral part of how we reconstruct the geologic timescale by using them to correlate between different areas, invertebrate paleontology is really much more important to that goal than vertebrate paleontology because their fossils are that they study are so much more abundant. There is also what's called paleobotany, the study of fossil plants, and a close related field called palynology, which is the study of ancient pollen and spores. And these help us to reconstruct the vegetation of ancient ecosystems. And in some cases, because plants are very sensitive to climate change, they can actually be an important clue as to when there's fairly dramatic environmental impacts, whether it's through a changing climate or even much more dramatic catastrophes. So this particular lecture is going to be more biased toward my own specialty of vertebrate paleontology simply because that's what I do and that's what I know the most about. But a lot of it applies also to other fields of paleontology. First of all, most